Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. I hope you're ready, because I sure am. We are going to be learning about the ag word family today, and I want you to have fun. This is supposed to be fun. I want you to love doing this. I don't want anyone to feel panicked. So if at any time during this activity you feel like I'm going too fast for you, it's gonna be okay. You might have time at the end to finish coloring or writing something. Part of this activity is to listen. It's the listen and learn part. So if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I want you to listen and do that. And then if we have time at the end, you can always finish coloring or writing then. So do not panic. Let's have fun. Let's begin by writing our name at the top. Please write your name. I'll write my name too. My name is Mrs. Oldham, in case you forgot. Write neatly. We want our teachers to be happy and proud of us, right? So it should fit nicely on the line, and it shouldn't be too big or too small. We need to be able to read it too. All right, there is a picture at the top of your page, and I have a little story to go with it. You might see a school and a flag, and there's some grass, a little puppy, and a soccer ball. And here's what happened. School hadn't started yet. It was still summer. And it was getting close to start. And so a very nice, kind stranger left a bag, like a present, on the porch or at the door of the school. How cool is that? And guess what happened? The dog found it before any of the teachers or the principals did. The dog found the bag, and the dog was so happy. Now, do you know what dogs do when they get happy? Do you? Yes, they wag their tail. Exactly. This dog was so happy to find that bag that it started to wag its tail. So let's color our dog, our little puppy dog, some kind of a brown color. Find your brown. It can be, you know, I'm not picky. Any kind of a brown color. This is the part where you listen. Even if you wanted a black dog or a spotty dog, or what do I know? Maybe you wanted a purple dog. Here's the part where I want you to listen. I want you to use your brown crayon, please. Some kind of a brown crayon. And we're going to color our dog, because the dog got so excited that it just had to wag its tail. Just had to. So while you color your dog neatly, please stay inside those lines. No scribble scrabbling. We're going to talk about the word wag. If I sound out the word wag for you, it sounds like this. W-A-G. Wag. And it belongs in the ag word family because I hear the ag chunk at the end. So hear this. W-A-G. Wag. That's why it's in the ag word family. One more time. W-A-G. Wag. So our little dog here, oh my goodness, he's so cute. I am a dog lover, just in case you didn't know. He got so excited that he found that bag that he had to wag his tail. I mean, he just couldn't help it. It just happened. Now, I'm almost finished coloring my little puppy dog. And there's his cute little tail. It has a wag little sign next to it. It's like you can tell that it's wagging. And so you must almost be done coloring your puppy dog too. So I'm going to ask you to put your crayon down for me in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you. Now, that dog had to wag because it found that bag before anyone else, before the teachers found it, and before the principals found it, or even the custodians. So let's find the bag on your picture. And I want you to find, we'll go with purple, some kind of a purple crayon. Let's color our bag purple, since I think someone wanted to have a purple dog. Remember that? All right, you color your bag purple, and I will too. You may begin. So let's talk about the word bag. I wonder if it fits in the ag word family. Let me sound it out and you decide. Ready? B-A-G. Bag. Why, yes, it does. And if I chunk it, I can hear the ag word family at the end. B-A-G. Ag. There it is. Ag. So we put our b in front of it and we get bag. So we have bag and wag. And guess what? Bonus! They rhyme. That's right. I have a bag and a wag and they rhyme. You should almost be finished coloring your bag because I am and I took my time. So please put down your crayon in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right. Now, do you know what was inside that bag? Have you guessed it yet? Do you know what the dog found inside that bag that made him wag? Yes, a soccer ball. And it was a brand new soccer ball because it still had something attached to it. Do you know what it had attached to it? Yes, a tag. Boys and girls, we are going to color that tag and the soccer ball. So let's color the tag first. Will you find some kind of an orange crayon? Any kind of an orange crayon. And will you color the tag orange? Color neatly. It's really small, so be careful. And let's talk about the word tag. Let me sound it out for you. T-ag. Tag. T-ag. Tag. There's that ag. T-ag. There it is. Tag. Belongs in the ag word family. And it also goes with bag and wag. Tag, bag, rag. Guess what? Yes, they rhyme. We can make a song. That's how good they rhyme. All right. Soccer balls these days don't always have to be black and white. You may have used one already that was different colors. So I'm going to put my orange crayon down. That was such a small tag. 5, 4. Please put yours down. 3, 2, 1. Okay. And let's find some kind of a red crayon, some kind of a reddish crayon. And let's color the white parts of our soccer ball, that red color. Now, this is part of the listen activity because I want you to be sure that you're following my directions and listening to Mrs. Oldham. All right, soccer ball, it does not belong in the ag word family. Listen to the word soccer. S-O-C-K-E-R. Nope. Listen to the word ball. B-A-O. Nope. There's no ag there. We're just coloring our soccer ball because it's attached to the tag. So we have tag, wag, bag. So that puppy dog was so excited when it found that bag because no one else had found it. Not the teachers, not the principals, not the custodian. So he had to wag. And then he found a ball inside the bag. And it was a brand new ball. It still had the tag attached. So of course the dog was super happy. And do you know what that dog thought? That dog thought, I want to kick this ball as high as I can. I want it to go higher than the... higher than the flag. Yes, flag. It goes in the ag word family. Now, I know you know what colors the flags, you know, of the United States are. So we've got to get a red, white, and a blue and kind of just figure this out. Boys and girls, I'm going to let you color that flag right now. You decide, you know, if you want to leave the white parts white. But I'm going to make some red stripes with my red crayon. And I'm going to color really lightly over those, over the blue patch where the stars are. So let's talk about the word flag. When I sound it out, it actually has 4 sounds. F-O-A-G, flag. It has 4 sounds, but it still has that ag chunk at the end. Listen to it. F-O-A-G, there it is. F-O-A-G, flag. Now let's see if it will still rhyme with our other ag words on this picture. Here we go. Bag, flag, wag, tag. Yes, it still goes with it. They all rhyme. So I could sing a little song for my rhyming song that says something like, there was a tag on the ball in the bag. A tag in the bag next to the flag, and the dog had to wag. How do you like my song? I just made that up, just right there, just on the fly. Just made it up. I just colored really lightly that blue patch where the stars are supposed to be, and I left my white stripes white. That's how I colored my flag. But I'm pretty much almost done. So you should be almost done, too. You should be almost finished. So let's put down whatever crayon you're using for your red, white, and blue flag. Let's put our crayons down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. So we are going to practice writing some of these words at the bottom of our page. I want you to pick up your pencil, find your pencil for me, and find number one. Really quickly, I want to make sure we understand what we're doing here and what we're looking at. We have a little dotted line next to the one. It's a dash dotted line, a tiny space, another little one, a tiny space, and another little one. We're going to write a letter on each of those, a three-letter word. Then we'll scoot across, see the long line. We'll practice writing our word there, and then there's a space, scoot across, and then there's another long line. We'll practice writing our word there. So we're going to break it up by letter, and then we'll write it two times. So here's all you need to do. Find number one. I'm going to say a sound, and I want you to be brave, and I want you to write the letter that you hear me say. Here we go. Here's our first sound. B. Can you write the first letter right there on that little line? You should have written the letter B, B. Scoot across. A. Please write the letter that makes the A sound. You should have written the letter A. Very good. Scoot across. G. G. Please write the letter that makes the G sound. So you should have a letter on each of those little lines. We should have B, A, G. Let's scoot across and write it all together on the big line. Ready? Scoot across. Here we go. B. A. G. You should have B-A-G, which is bag. Very good. Scoot across. One more time. We'll write it just for practice. B-A-G. I hope you're writing neatly too. I am. That bag belongs in the ag word family. Okay. Let's go down to number two. Here we go. Will you write the letter on the very first little line that makes this sound? T. T. You should have written the letter T. Scoot across. A, A, A. You should have written the letter A. Scoot across. G, G. You should have written the letter G. We have three letters. T. Scoot across A. Scoot across G. All right, let's write that word on the big line next to it. Here we go. T. A. G. Now let's say the sounds. T. A. G. Tag. Very good. Scoot across. Let's write it one last time for practice. T. A. G. We get tag. Awesome. Number three. Here we go. Please write the letter that makes this sound in the very first spot. W. W. Yes, you should have written W. Scoot across. A. Should have written A. Scoot across. G. Very good. You should have written G. We have W, A, G. Let's practice writing it on the big line all together. Here we go. W. A. G. Wag. Remember, the dog was so happy he had to wag his tail. Scoot across. Let's write it one last time for practice. W. A, G, wag. And the last one, don't get started. We're going to write a word that we didn't practice at the top. We're going to see if you can do it without practicing at the top. Are you ready? Here we go. The first sound. Ready? S. Yes, you should have written the letter S. Scoot across. A. Should have written the letter A. Scoot across. G. G. Very good. Let's scoot across and practice writing it all the way. S-A-G. Sag. Sometimes when that, if it were going to rain, that bag would sag in the middle from the wetness. That means it would get a little bit droopy. That's the word sag. Scoot across. Let's write it one more time. S-A-G. S-A-G. If that bag got wet in the middle, it would start to droop. It would sag a little. So let's practice reading our words. We're going to start on number one, and we'll just go down, and we'll read one, two, three, four, all in a row, and they're all going to rhyme. Here we go. Number one, bag, scoot down. Tag, scoot down. Wag, scoot down. Sag. Those are all words in the ag word family, and you are now an expert. Great job, boys and girls. I hope to see you next time. Have a great day. And hopefully, if you have extra time, you can finish coloring or writing whatever you ran out of time to do. See you later.